If we look back on 2016 and that census's digital-first strategy, how did we see that one fail, and how is it going to be prevented this time?
Oh, well, it's a bit of a loaded question, that one. A bit of a subjective question about whether or not it did indeed fail. And I'll tell you why I don't think it did. So while we had the so-called 2016, you know, we had a lot of misinformation prior to the census and so on. And then as we all got excited and sat down to do the census on the night, the computer said no. And what we've learned about that was that there was a denial of service attack, which compromised the online foundation of the form and forced it to go offline for a couple of days. And, of course, it became dubbed a census fail. And I think the Bureau of Statistics has had to work extremely hard to overcome that image that was associated with that so-called failure. You know, we had Malcolm Turnbull, the PM at the time, call for heads to roll. He was pretty angry, and I think so were a lot of other Australians. But in the process of the inquiry, what was found was that, you know, there were quite a few, in fact, things that the ABS could have done and should do in the future. And as a result of that inquiry and the recommendations, the ABS has put in place quite a range of improvements. And little did we know at that time when these improvements were put in place that COVID was about to hit. And as a result of COVID and the need during a pandemic, and actually the lessons learned from 2016, we've now got, hopefully, a pandemic-proof census.
When we're speaking of changes and improvements, what are some of the kind of changes to questions to actually expect?
So we're going to see the first substantive changes to the census in almost a generation. So 2006 was the last time we saw kind of any major change. And that's because of successive funding cuts that the ABS has endured, quite significant, in fact. And we've seen, as a result of some funding injection, the ABS has conducted a major stakeholder engagement a few years back and accordingly has updated the questionnaire. So we're going to see some quite overt changes in the form of two questions added. We've got a question on long-term health conditions, an additional question seeking to understand Australians' participation in the Defence Forces. There are some other subtle changes too that probably I'm most excited about these changes. The first change is around sex identification. And for the first time in census taking in Australia, people beyond the binary, neither male nor female, non-binary people, will be able to be reflected in the census. In addition, we've got another subtle change that few people would know about, and that is improvements to language and ancestry among First Nations Australians. And given the history of First Nations being counted in census, these are all massive improvements. It's fantastic to see.
You mentioned pandemic-proofing the census as well. Obviously, COVID affects pretty much everything. There's not sort of a factor of life that that COVID sort of hasn't touched in some way or another. Do you think the effects of this one will see more weight given to the data that's that comes out of this census?
Look, I'm going to go right out there, and I don't believe I'm exaggerating, but I believe this census to be probably the most important of our recent history. You know, it's unprecedented that we would hold a census during such a time of uncertainty. We've seen in years past, censuses have had to move because of the Great Depression, because of the Second World War. And internationally, countries have had to postpone their censuses. Other countries, such as Indonesia, have ploughed ahead amid enormous health crises, and they've done so using field workers that have gone door to door. Because of Australia's boo-boo in 2016, if you like, and the lessons learned as a result of that, that online infrastructure has been rebuilt and improved. And, you know, there are a range of other changes, like the consultation using phone numbers for people to access support in language, support in Auslan, support for people with other disabilities as well. These are all in place, which means we can continue amid this health and socioeconomic crisis and continue to get the data that's necessary to get us out of this pandemic, really, to charter the course out. And as a result, we'll see data, phenomenal data, that the rest of the world have missed out on. Most of Australia's population will be in some kind of lockdown, quarantine, or hesitation to leave the home. People will have lost work, income, housing will be more precarious, employment likewise. This is the first opportunity and the first time Australia has in earnest to be able to gauge the impact across the entire population of COVID and its related impacts. And I'm really excited that we can use this data to make Australia more equal moving forward.
Well, I do have my form there. We have received our form and our information in the mailbox, and a little bit excited myself, actually, to fill that one out. Liz, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time on this one this morning.
Thank you. I think everyone should get excited. As I like to say, it's the People's Olympics. You can't run a race, but you can fill out a census.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you.